The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. A principal in one of our schools in East Kentucky insists that the students who come to his school be given breakfast before they start their day, even if they have to take it with them to class. His reasoning? So many children come from homes that are out of order. They may not have eaten since yesterday when they were at school. Of course, this is nothing new. We've been feeding children breakfast for many years now. But we didn't do this when I was a child. Our home still had enough of the holdover of Christian order to them that most parents accepted their God-given responsibility of feeding their children before school. Children coming to school hungry is typical of the disorder that now affects so much of our nation. Individuals are being destroyed by addiction to drugs or alcohol or sexual immorality. This disorder is the result of not knowing the God of order who created us. His order protects us from destruction by bringing us into peace. Peace is the natural result of His order. When we are at peace in our soul, we don't go looking for life. We already have it. This is what Jesus meant when He said, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." God desires that all of us come to know Him in His order, that we all walk in peace. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:12-13, "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way or dislocated, but let it rather be healed." When we don't know the order of God for our lives, that is, why God made us, we are headed for disaster. This is why so much of our population is now in the clutches of some addiction. We are outside the order of God. When we don't know why God made us, that is, that we're made in His image to look like Him, after His likeness to live like Him, and given His dominion to rule over that which would keep us from looking and living like Him, we get deceived into thinking that this life is about pleasure, prestige, or possessions. This is the aim of Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If he can keep us from discovering the order of God, he can destroy us. Where do we find the order of God? Well, it's revealed in the Bible. The Bible teaches us the order of God for our individual lives, our homes, and our churches. If these are ordered God's way, our children will constantly be moving into the educational, the economic, and the governmental institutions of our land. They, in turn, will put order into those institutions, which will then pass on and protect God's order. On the other hand, if our churches are not in the order of God, and thus not teaching that order to the homes of America, disorder is the result. The church is the cradle of the truth. If we are actually teaching and demonstrating what the truth is in our churches, light will permeate our nation, not disorder. While this is a hard word, the truth is, the blame for the disorder of our land lies at our feet as Christians. We've more and more compromised what it means to walk with Christ and given to our congregations what they want to hear. The result is rampant disorder. The good news is, though, God has a way out of this fog of disorder. He tells us, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven," he says, "forgive their sin and heal their land." Will you repent, Christian pastor, Christian parent, Christian young person? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.